We're talking about a push to legalize marijuana on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers says it's time for Wisconsin to join dozens of other states in legalizing medical marijuana. And here he is Tuesday addressing the Wisconsin Technology Council and presenting a case for legalization.
This is about connecting the dots between racial disparities and economic inequity. Wisconsin has the highest incarceration rate in the country for black men, and drug-related offenses account for a significant proportion of those inmate populations.
What do you think about a path toward full legalization here in Wisconsin? What about medical marijuana? Where do you stand on this issue? What do you see as societal impacts? We're at 800-642-1234. Email your thoughts to ideas at WPR.org. John Eason is an associate professor of sociology at the UW-Madison, and he is author of Big House on the Prairie, Rise of the Rural Ghetto and Prison Proliferation. John, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate.
Governor Evers has said that his proposal to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana is intended to help with racial disparities in incarceration. What did those disparities look like in Wisconsin? What are the numbers?
So in Wisconsin, while blacks make up, African-Americans make up about 6% of the population, they are overrepresented in the prison and jail population at roughly 38%, whereas whites make up 83% of the population, and they're underrepresented at only 52% of the prison and jail population.
Have those numbers increased, stayed stable, decreased? Where are we at with trend lines?
Trend lines, as of 2010, it's been decreasing for whites and increasing for blacks, through 2010. My colleague Pam Oliver has a blog post where she's looked at some of these rates over time since 2010. And rural areas in particular, whites in rural areas in particular, their rate of incarceration is increasing. So it's sort of closing the gap, but it's still along the lines of poverty that are causing high rates of incarceration.
Do we see these big gaps nationwide? Can you broaden out and see this around the country?
So yes, you can. Wisconsin is first or second, depending on the year, competing with Vermont for the highest disproportionate rate of incarceration. As far as the rate of incarceration overall, Wisconsin's a little behind the national average. But if you want to look at disproportionality and think about this on a comparative scale, Wisconsin has a disproportionate rate about three times that of Texas. So
let's look at marijuana possession. How much do laws against marijuana possession contribute to these incarceration rates we're seeing among black Americans?
So laws that have, we can see some dip in drug arrest in states where you have reforms that have started to take place around drug laws. But these drug laws, one in five persons behind bars right now is arrested on on some kind of drug possession. They have a drug charge.
Are laws against marijuana a significant part of the problem, do you see?
I believe they are. The longer sentences, actually, in more recent years were for harder drugs, but some of the longer sentences handed out in the 70s and 80s, there are still people who had small amounts of marijuana at that time who are still serving time. So over time, the laws have changed for marijuana and they've ramped up for other drugs. So the rate of arrest for marijuana possession, however, depends on neighborhood. So certain neighborhoods that are over-policed, we'll see more people arrested for marijuana possession.
We're talking with John Eason, an associate professor of sociology here at UW-Madison, about societal forces surrounding marijuana. Do you think marijuana should be decriminalized in Wisconsin? Specifically, should people be penalized for possessing small amounts of marijuana, 25 grams or less? Why or why not? 800-642-1234 is the number you can join in. Governor Evers says his proposal to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana is intended to address racial disparities. Do you think his policy would help that issue? Call in. You can email ideas at WPR.org. John, what does the research show about the way marijuana possession laws are enforced?
So the research is developing in this area. So most of the laws moving towards decriminalization will look at, instead of arrest, potentially handing out a ticket. And I'm doing some work with colleagues at University of Toronto and Arizona State, and we're looking at cannabis is a gateway drug to incarceration in Chicago in particular. And what we find is after Chicago enacts the law where police are allowed to ticket for 25 grams or roughly an ounce or less of marijuana, racial disparities actually increase in ticketing. So there were high racial disparities in arrests before the law, but after the law, racial disparities in arrest and ticketing actually grow. Essentially, whites escape punishment overall. So this brings up broader questions of not just tinkering with laws or, you know, decriminalizing for the sake of ending racial disparities. I think what Governor Evers is doing as far as expunging records of past people who've been convicted of marijuana possession, I think that's a great step in the right direction. It's a first step, but there's a lot more that needs to be done.
You've crunched a lot of numbers. You've looked at a lot of data. Are there any things that have surprised you along the way in this research?
I think the most surprising thing is what I just stated about marijuana arrest increasing. But there's also this whole this ban the box movement nationally is a way to help as a path back to citizenship for people who are formerly incarcerated. So ban the box means that employers would no longer be able to discriminate based on a prior conviction, right? So if you have a criminal record, employers can no longer ask that. But Diva Pager, a late colleague, graduate of UW who taught it, who was teaching at Harvard, she did this groundbreaking study. I think she did it while she was here, which shows that black men who do not have a criminal record are less likely than white men who have a criminal record to be caught back. So if you consider that means that race is even more important than having a criminal record. So there are things that there are a lot of different issues around this, but I'd say that was the most surprising research I've seen in this area.
Talking about Governor Evers' proposals around marijuana with UW-Madison sociologist John Eason as our guide. Are you a member of law enforcement? How would decriminalizing small marijuana possession affect the work you do? Do you think it would have a positive impact on larger issues like racial disparities and incarceration? Or do you think other policing ideas are better here in this area of marijuana possession? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll get back to the conversation in a minute on the Ideas Network. Governor Tony Evers will propose decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana in his plan for the next state budget that he'll unveil next week. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Under the proposal the governor laid out Tuesday, he talked about legalizing marijuana for medical conditions, including cancer and chronic pain. People with previous convictions for possessing small amounts of marijuana could have their records expunged. But Republican leadership is not on board. Here's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss Wednesday on WISN in Milwaukee.
Rather than reaching out and saying, let's figure out how to actually work together, he made the decision to go down the route of saying this is just a first step toward legalization of marijuana, which for an awful lot of folks in Wisconsin, myself included, that is an absolute positive non-starter.
Do you think marijuana should be decriminalized here in Wisconsin? Specifically, should people be penalized for possessing small amounts? We're at 800-642-1234. UW-Madison sociologist John Eason is our guide. John, regardless of where the law stands, what is the impact of policing and carrying out enforcement of these laws, and how does that impact what we see in the end around marijuana?
So I would be remiss if I didn't mention that if you're convicted of 25 grams the first time you're convicted of 25 grams, holding 25 grams in Wisconsin, you are subject to a fine of $1,000 and 6 months of jail or prison. And after the first time, it's a $10,000 fine and 3.5 years. So 25 grams is a little less than an ounce. So these aren't necessarily...
And those are maximum sentences.
Yeah, those are maximum sentences. So these are people who may not necessarily be drug dealers. So I think how policing matters... Even if we move to ticketing, so decriminalization would involve ticketing, but if you're fining people who are smoking marijuana, that can be detrimental as well in terms of taxing the poor, because you would disproportionately tax poor and people of color, and there's an entire literature that's emerging that shows that people who have fines and legal fees actually end up in the criminal justice system because they have so many fines and legal fees. So it would be a backdoor way of still pulling people into the criminal justice system.
Mark from Wisconsin Rapids called in to say he is in favor of legalization, and he believes that the criminalization of marijuana usage is overblown, that the punishment doesn't match the crime and has done more harm than the drug usage itself. Let's take a look for a moment, John, about medical marijuana. Could that have any impact on racial disparities in incarceration rates at all?
Yes, I think any path, it may not necessarily impact disparities because like I said, when you introduce any new policy, it can increase or decrease disparities, but it would definitely decrease the severity of arrest and incarceration, which is disproportionately on African Americans. So if you medicalize marijuana, that would make a new market and hopefully start to decrease punishment for marijuana overall. Racial disparities, if we just focus on racial disparities, policies can have unintended consequences. And I think the major thing we need to focus on is reducing punishment for things that are society writ large no longer finds acceptable. The Republican speaker, I think he's kind of out of touch with where America is.
Let's go to the phones now with David joining us from La Crosse. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning. I just had a couple of points that I wanted to make, and the first one was that, if we compare marijuana and the effects of marijuana to the individual and to the society, to alcohol and tobacco, for instance, marijuana is a far less harmful drug. And the second point I want to make is that, we tried prohibition with alcohol back in the 30s, and it didn't work. All it did was put control of the substances in the hands of the criminal element, and that's what we see today with marijuana. And so legalization, I believe, is the right thing to do.
David, thanks for the call. And he takes a comparison to prohibition times that didn't work.
I think that's a great comparison. I like the fact that he labeled alcohol and cigarettes as what they are, drugs. So that if we're talking about drugs, but we're including some and excluding others, illicit drug markets are one thing, but there's a whole other set of issues when you're talking about drugs now, because you have the opioid crisis because of the overprescription of medicines, and that disproportionately affects white communities. And that's partly why you see an increase in incarceration in rural communities in Wisconsin. So I think if we focus on racial disparities only, instead of figuring out how to decrease our over-reliance on all of these drugs, and do away with punishing drug users, right? I'm not saying completely do away, like they don't have any time for anything, but I'm trying to suggest that we route them into alternative care. And this is actually, studies have shown, drug courts reduce costs in the long run, and it's good money spent as opposed to just locking people up.
Let's go to Jeff now, joining us from Kimberly. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind about this?
Hi there. While I am loath to simply give up the fight against marijuana and say that everybody's doing it, we might as well legalize it, I also look and do say, if you're going to go this route, have the intellectual integrity, be honest enough to just say, we want to legalize it in general. This medical is an end run around to gain acceptance, and it's the baby steps. Just be honest and say you want to legalize it and go that route. I think more people would support that. And is in decriminalizing, legalize it and tax it. Right now, Governor Evers, is going to need money for everything he wants to give away. So tax it and get the money off of it.
So what Jeff is saying is, let's not take these baby steps. Let's just, you know, go toward total legalization. What would that mean, and what would punishments look like?
You wouldn't have, the racial disparities may still be there, but punishment would more or less go away around marijuana. And he's absolutely right. If you look at what's happening in Colorado, the conservative estimates for legalization in terms of what it would do for their economy were blown away. So their economy is booming around this industry, is being taxed. There haven't been major problems around it. There have been far more benefits than cost and legalization. In the process, I agree with him, but I think Governor Evers is trying to be strategic because he understands where the state is, and he's trying to educate the state and move them along. We should just be aware that if racial disparities increase, we shouldn't freak out about it. It's just, it may be part of the process.
We just heard earlier from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that he is against this move. And Republican lawmakers have raised concerns that decriminalization could make full legalization easier, that this is a slippery slope. Aside from decriminalizing marijuana, what are other policies that could address the racial disparities in incarceration rates?
Well, I believe that the expungement of records is a first good step. The racial disparities in the system is one thing, but if we want to look at combating, and I'm going to say a word that's wildly unpopular, but I'll give the shorthand definition of it. If we're looking at combating racism, which simply means certain people have diminished life chances, if we all understand life is not fair, but it's more unfair for some people, if we want to look at that, then we should look at full citizenship, which means getting your record expunged is one step in the process. Nationally, people, you're excluded from student loans. You're excluded from public housing and other types of benefits if you have a criminal record. So we need to look at making people more fully inclusive in the society. And incarceration has been a main driver to exclude people who are already socially marginalized. So I wouldn't just look at racial disparities within the criminal justice system as a I think it's a good marker, but I wouldn't use it as the ultimate standard. I would look at what decriminalization or legalization could do to get people who have been out of the labor market back into the labor market.
Well, John Eason, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. I enjoyed this.
John Eason is an associate professor of sociology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's author of the book Big House on the Prairie, Rise of the Rural Ghetto and Prison Proliferation. We've been looking at Governor Tony Evers' proposal to move to decriminalizing marijuana, a plan that is expected to be a part of his budget address on Thursday. Up next, it's news, and then it's a conversation with Wisconsin's new state treasurer, Sarah Godlewski. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.